The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a great start and or middle of your day. Today's show is going to be having a quick look at the markets, but also I realised something last night. Actually, I realised it this morning. You see, yesterday, two things happened to me that made me realize that I'm doing things that I love. When you forget time, right? You're doing something and you're so devoted to it, you're so passionate about it, you're so into it at that moment that you actually literally have no idea what's going on with time because it's just so engaging and engrossing. And this happened to me yesterday at about 4:30, 5 o'clock. You see, I had an event to be at, to present at. I had an audience last night, and for those of you who have come from that audience, welcome to the show. Great to have you on board. And basically, I was trading. I was looking at the markets. I was doing all sorts of bits and pieces, but I was staring at the charts. I had my screens all up, and I completely lost track of time. You see, where I was going to, my office is above a train station. I should have been able to just jump on the train, go straight through, get off the train and have a nice little walk to get to the venue. And I had planned on doing this and having plenty of time to get there so I could have a nice leisurely stroll. Well, I had to be there at 5:30 and I still hadn't left the office at 5. And, at 5:15, actually. I was meant to leave at about 5:45. And the second thing, I suffice to say that I made it. I did the event. I enjoyed the event and I met some great people. The second part was last night. I went fishing with a couple of really good friends and just locally here in Bondi where I live. And I think we stopped fishing at about 1:30 in the morning. Now, I had no idea it was 1:30 in the morning. I had a watch on. That's the thing. Both times I had a watch on when I was trading, I had the clock right in front of my face. It tells you in the bottom right-hand side of your computer screen what time it is. Last night I had a watch on my wrist, but I was having such a good damn time that I didn't bother to look. Needless to say that I am a little bit tired this morning because we did get back fairly late last night. But I feel really relaxed and I feel really good. And I woke up this morning, I thought, time got away from me twice yesterday, and I was trying to work it out. It doesn't usually do that. I'm like, why did that happen? And it happened because I'm doing things that I truly love. So if you're not doing things that you truly love, then change that. Because if you're a clock watcher, if you're constantly staring at your watch, at the clock, wondering when will this day end, then you need a bit of a change. And change is what we've had in the markets as well as we've seen the green go to red. We're down to the 6,500 right now. We have pulled back on Bitcoin today. 1%, big whoop, who cares? It's just a small move. It's just a pullback. And there have been some opportunities around the traps in regards to that move as well. And there'll be plenty more. What I'm liking is that the pullback's nice and smooth and the higher time frames like the 8-hour, the 12-hour, are looking the goods. I do quite like that. I had a trade yesterday and I got stopped out on that thing. It was EOS against the dollar. The funny thing is that I took the better of the opportunities that I had presented to myself, and Dash was the one that really took off. That's life, that's trading, and I will get over it. Trust me, I'm already there. Bitcoin Cash has pulled back down 3.69%. Still hasn't had the big fall I was suspecting that it may do. Now, EOS against the dollar now is also back in that cradle zone on the 8 hours, as many in the top 10 are. Cardano down 0.9%, not so much. Stellar Lumens has shot back up 2% on the nose right now. Not the prettiest of charts against the dollar if we're talking about something like on Bittrex, which is bizarre because I usually have that on Bitfinex. But look, the point I'm making here is that the market has pulled back a bit, and it's pulled back across the entire top 10, which is interesting because, well, other than Stellar, of course, it's interesting because at the moment, everything else has not been working together. If you recall, this week I've been talking about the very simple and obvious fact that, like last week, all the alts moved, Bitcoin didn't. This week, we've seen when the alts move, Bitcoin's not moving a lot. When Bitcoin moves, the alts aren't moving a lot, or they're pulling back. Today, everything's moving together. but not moving a great deal. Apart from Ripple, which is down 6%, I landed on Litecoin, which is down 1.75%. Not a great deal of activity out there right now as far as volatility, but it's a nice pullback, and now's the time to be looking for opportunities. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.